Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
9 minutes after 7 on this Monday morning. If you've just joined us, turned on your radios, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company. Of course, we are going to be moving along to our next feature. Now, last week, the Western Cape Education Department became the topic of conversation on social media when WCED officials were seen posing with IDF soldiers. Now, the WCED is being accused of sneaking a trip to Israel without announcing the visit. It follows a trip by the delegation of the WCED and history teachers in the province to Jerusalem. Now, the trip was initiated by the Holocaust Museum in Cape Town to allow local education officials and teachers to learn about the negative impact of oppression and the Holocaust. The irony. All right. So, of course, this morning we were going to be getting a comment from the ANC's Shadow MEC for Education in the Western Cape Legislature. Khalid Said will be joining us in a bit. But also, kindly note that we had invited the Western Cape Education Department on air for comment. However, they have declined. They have issued a statement, which I'll be sharing with you in a bit. Now, just, you know, some background to this particular story. That had come about last week in terms of, you know, the WCED having received this very sharp criticism. And many are saying, hey, you know what, the department kept this under wraps. As you would know, Israel has been condemned as an apartheid state and is in violation of the international laws pertaining to genocide, crimes against humanity, as well as war crimes. And you would also know that the boycott, divestment and sanctions movement, including the South African chapter, has been working tirelessly to end international support for Israel's oppression of Palestinians. So, of course, joining us online for comment with regards to this particular story and to answer the question of should our local teachers be visiting Israel, we do have online the ANC Shadow MEC for Education in the Western Cape Legislature, Khalid Said. Assalamu alaikum, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Alaikum salam and good morning to the listeners.
So, of course, this particular story coming about last week, WCED, very sneaky in terms of that trip to Israeli-occupied Palestine without announcing the visit. I mean, we had gotten wind of it over Twitter. You know, your reaction to that particular story?
Of course, as you say, very, very sneaky steps on it. So they know already that such a trip is not going to be supported by the people of the Western Cape. They know what is associated with the apartheid state of Israel, hence they did it in that particular manner. So they must not come now and say, no, it was purely educational, no, it was innocent. But really, I mean, to send educators from a country which has just been ravaged by racism, to a state whose official policies are of apartheid and racism is completely unacceptable. For some of those teachers, not only teachers, but people who are in charge of ensuring ensuring that our curriculum is implemented, people in charge of devising the history syllabus in the province, for them to go and pose with child killers, Israeli soldiers, that's absolutely insensitive, absolutely unacceptable. And it's very, very worrying that in the next few years, if we are not careful, if we don't monitor closely, we'll find that our young people, our learners are going to be desensitized about racism and about colonialism and about oppression.
Now, of course, you know, the relationship in terms of the Western Cape local government, should we say, in Israel is no secret. That part is not sneaky. We fully understand what it is. And, of course, this particular visit comes also, you know, in light of the recent about turn in terms of, you know, the UCT and their academic boycott against Israel having done a total U-turn in terms of the Senate. You know, at this point, you know, how do we view it in terms of education here in the Western Cape, and of course these relationships and ties with Israel?
No, definitely. It's extremely worrying because while the global south, and not only the global south, but the global north, in European nations as well, are becoming, are actually increasingly intolerant of the Israeli state. They're beginning to highlight the human rights abuse, those whom you would expect to take a more conservative line. It's worrying that over here, the contrary is happening. There's a legitimization of the apartheid state. There's a desensitization, as I pointed to and I've just responded to you. It's extremely worrying. But what we need to do, I think the manner in which civil society has responded to this latest incident, we need to follow in that particular thing. We need to make sure that we keep the pressure up. In fact, once these educators and these officials arrive, we need to make sure that at least there's repercussions. There needs to be repercussions. Not only people like myself who are in the legislature, we must not only be raising the issues. We must not only be calling, for example, for special committees to sit, we will be hearing them. But not only that. Civil society needs to put pressure. In fact, there's a contradiction, and this is why. This is why it is so ironic, because not too long ago, there was a high school teacher in Bulka who just displayed a Palestinian flag and was already suspended for that. Mm. So these are the double standards that are taking place, and I'm concerned because it seems to me as the Cape Town and the Western Cape is starting to become a kind of a hub for the promotion of the Zionist agenda, and it speaks to, in fact, it speaks to, even if you look at, and I don't want to get in a sense party political, but you've spoken about the Western Cape provincial government. The Democratic Alliance ideological posture has always been one where they've been pro-Israel.
Yes.
And now even more so, with a move more towards the with a move more towards the conservative right and the like of, for example, Tony Leon becoming more influential, somebody whose wife was basically in the Israeli Defense Force, somebody who fully supports apartheid Israel, now becoming more prominent in the ruling party in the Western Cape. This becomes worrying.
Now, Khalid, you know, you have referred to the ironies and the double standards, and it's almost laughable in terms of, on a regular basis, you know, we're always in conversation with the Western Cape Education Department in terms of issues of gangsterism within our communities, how it affects our schools, you know, our children being held at ransom in terms of the violence that's perpetrated against them. You know, does the WCED fully comprehend and understand that the violence and trauma placed on Palestinian children as a result of the Israeli occupation is exactly and almost the same thing?
In fact, let me start off, because I've been doing oversight of the department now for the past 6 months since I've been sworn in. I'm not surprised that they've taken this approach, that they've gone to Israel for an oppressive state, and they can't comprehend the violence meted against Palestinian children, because the Western Cape Education Department, the leadership of the department, cannot even comprehend and be sensitive to the violence taking place against young people in our township schools, in Manenberg, in Hanover Park, for example. For example, basic things, such as safety infrastructure in the school, it's not happening. When you ask for it, they say no, but the community cannot look after these centers, so I must rebuild it. There's a liberal, insensitive approach towards education in the Western Cape. And this particular trip speaks to that ideological posture and that type of insensitivity that they have. Their approach towards education is a meritocracy. It's to say no, let's ensure that certain schools get good results so that we can look good as a province. It's not about transforming the lives of young people. And hence is this insensitivity when it comes to Zionist apartheid Israel, with the suffering of young people in Palestine.
You know, finally, you know, just your thoughts and comments in terms of the Zionist lobby here in South Africa, you know, making its way into many facets of our country, and especially when it comes to education. You know, we are aware of the donors. You know, are South Africans, in terms of our education system, being held at ransom here?
Look, I think we are being held at ransom, and it's worrying. And the reason we are being held at ransom points to a deeper analysis. We as South Africans, particularly those coming from the previously disadvantaged, or should I say still disadvantaged, we need to heighten our efforts to take control of our educational institutions. We need to make sure that we also own the means of production in our economy. And the only way that we are going to end up ensuring that we are not held to ransom by groups such as the Zionist lobby, or, for example, those who want to impose a particular way on us, is to ensure that our people, when it comes to the relations in the economy, are completely free, that we de-racialize the economy. It takes us to that particular debate. Also, those in our community who are able to fund education, they must come to the party. Those who are progressive-minded, who don't want this type of influence, need to come forward with their foundations. We need to start more and more foundations from within our community that will ensure that they contribute to education.
Khalid, we have about 30 seconds to go. And in closing, you know, as the ANC Shadow MEC for Education in the Western Cape Legislature, you know, will you be holding the WCED accountable for this particular journey and travel? And, you know, what exactly is the way forward?
I'll most certainly be holding them accountable. One of the platforms we've been doing that has been through the media space. I want to thank Western Cape for that. But basically, once the House rises again in the legislature, I'll be posing questions to the MEC inside of the House, written questions, oral questions. I'll also be ensuring that the officials of the department come to the Standing Committee to account. We'll also be, and I think that must culminate because it must go beyond education, but we need to ensure that there's at least a motion put in place in the legislature to ensure that the Western Cape government, when it interacts, when it does its work, it's in line with a national policy directive. And not only a national policy directive, but it does things in line with respect for human rights. And that's what we are going to be pushing for.
All right. Well, Khalid Said, we'd like to thank you for your time and comment on the matter this morning. We do appreciate
it. Thank you very much for having me.
Only a pleasure, sir. And that was the ANC Shadow MEC for Education in the Western Cape Legislature, Khalid Said, speaking to us and commenting on the WCED that's being accused of sneaking a trip to Israeli-occupied Palestine without announcing their visit. And like I mentioned earlier on, we had called on the WCED for comment. However, they refused to give a verbal comment. They have issued the following statement, and it goes as follows. There was no sneaking of a trip. It was an invitation that was accepted by the department and is a valuable opportunity to gain direct insight into the Jewish perspective of critical part of world history. Now, the Cape Town Holocaust and Genocide Center, in partnership with the Yad Vashem School of Holocaust Studies, hosted officials and teachers to address moral and ethical ramifications of Holocaust and genocide history. Now, the teaching of the Holocaust in Nazi Germany, which is widely covered in the South African curriculum, also relates to issues of prejudice and racism during apartheid and in their own schools and local environments. There is no ill intent or agenda, but a learning opportunity presented for our educators on a very extensive part of our curriculum. The photo in question, that photo was taken on a tour to the Western Wailing Wall, where they began a friendly conversation with some of the soldiers. The picture captured that particular moment and was posted with a variety of other photos captured during the events of the day. It has been deleted due to the fact that it has reportedly caused offense to some people. However, to politicize an education trip based on the contents of our curriculum is extremely inappropriate. So that is the response from the WCED there.